Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, almost a month ago, broke a 1-1 tie in the late minutes of a game in Cedar Rapids and claimed a 2-1 win. Tonight at Young Arena, Cedar Rapids breaks a 1-1 tie in the final minute and edges the Blackhawks by a 2-1 score. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. No goals in the first period of play. The Hawks struck for the opening score 2 minutes and 36 seconds into the second. Long rebound escaped out to neutral ice and all the way down to the Rough Riders zone. Huff being chased by Lafleur, who took the puck away from him. Moves into the slot. Lafleur turning to his forehand. Got a shot away. Cameron the save. Lafleur got it to Waterfield. He scores! Drew Waterfield, the putback, and here come the Hawks with the game's first goal. Travis Lafleur the setup. Drew Waterfield the finish. Waterfield's fifth goal of the season at 2:36 of the second. Made it a 1-0 lead for the Blackhawks. And Waterloo on top for the remainder of the period and into the third by that score. But as happened last Saturday in Fargo, a 1-0 lead at the second intermission was not a portent of good things for the Blackhawks in the final outcome. The Rough Riders needed just 16 seconds in the third period to get a game-tying goal. A Blackhawk defender coming out to center fell down. That set up a 3-on-1 look the other way for Cedar Rapids. Henry Lechner fed a pass back to Justin Graff after Graff had given it to him. And Graff was there to flip the puck in to tie the game up. Graff from Lechner on the 3-on-1 look 16 seconds into the third. The game did not have a penalty call until there were 3 minutes left. And that's when the Blackhawks, Ata Vikla, was whistled for tripping. The Rough Riders did not convert the only power play of the game, but about 30 seconds later, they did get the goal that they needed. The puck was along the right wing boards. Reuben Westerling, the first one there. Connor Davis came to help get possession, got it off the boards, and a shot put toward the net. Knocked in by Cooper Simon for the game-winning goal. Simon at 19:28 of the third period with 31.3 seconds remaining. Simon assisted by Davis and Westerling to make it 2-1, and the Blackhawks could not get another shot on goal in the half minute plus that remained of this Saturday game. The Hawks did not have a power play. Cedar Rapids went 0-for-1 in the third period. The Rough Riders outshot the Blackhawks 14-11 for the game. Cedar Rapids with a 30-25 shots on goal advantage. The win to Ryan Cameron, his third against the Blackhawks in the four games between the two teams. Cameron didn't play in the other game, but he is now 3-0 against Waterloo, stopping 24 of 25 to get the win in this one. The loss to Dane Calloway, who stopped 28 of 30. A pretty solid night, but not enough offensive support to get Calloway the result that he might have deserved. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. You can almost hear the sizzle. A new grilling season is about to begin. Charcoal, barbecue pellets, grill tools, and more are all available from Ted's Home and Hardware. Or go big this year with a new Traeger or Charbroil grill. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks will have to try to change their fortunes during John Deere weekend. Two more home games as the Hawks try to end an 11-game winless streak. They'll see the Youngstown Phantoms for a pair of home games Friday and Saturday next weekend.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.